Welcome to The Marriage Fix, where Christian married couples allow God to repair their union. I'm James.
And I'm Katrina.
Coming to the tool shed. We come to you every week with podcasts on how to build a kingdom marriage. So tune in with your spouse and let them know that your union is about to be leveled up.
Here at The Marriage Fix, our goal is to shed some light on what really goes down in marriage.
That's right.
You'll hear our story, the good, the bad, and the light at the end of the tunnel. You'll hear how we overcame our struggles and how you and your spouse can thrive in marriage again. Yes, it is possible.
It is possible.
Right, babe? You're already encouraged because you're listening to our podcast.
That's right.
We want to inspire and empower healthy married couples out there to stay in their union. Remember the covenant you made with God, and we're rooting for you every step of the way.
That's right. And here's the deal. We are Christian followers. We believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, His living word, and the Holy Bible. Restoring marriages is our ministry, and you'll be hearing the word of God every single podcast. That's right. Every single podcast, you will hear the word of God here at The Marriage Fix. If you haven't subscribed yet, join us. We have plenty of room here in The Marriage Fix Tool Shed, where we give you all the tools to fix your marriage.
That's
I am
right.
James.
And I'm Katrina.
Yeah, and this is The Marriage Fix. So this week's podcast is Rooted in Attraction. Looking Ooh. Into marriage. And we are coming from Scripture, John 7:24.
Very nice.
All right. Yeah. Because it's the pre-marriage, babe, that determines forever marriage.
So we have to
decide, where are you rooted?
I like this.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
It reminds me of the topic that we did a few weeks ago, before the altar. About a month ago, before the mm-hmm. altar.
Right.
I like that. It's like digging deeper.
Exactly.
On like the different chambers of before the altar. I love it. Great topic, honey.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. But before we go into our podcast, you know, we always start with a prayer. So if you don't mind, bow your heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for using us in your kingdom. Lord, you know the purpose for which we have come. Lord, your word says that where there are two or more gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst of them. Fill us with your anointing and power so that those who have ears to hear can hear. Let your Holy Spirit take full control of us and let him speak, not us. You know the needs of everyone listening to this podcast. Let their eyes and attraction be for their spouse. We submit ourselves to you so that you can use us in whichever way you want to. We glorify only you, Lord, and we pray that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And we take victory in your mighty name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. That was great, honey.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, honey. Thank you. Yeah, so how important do you think attraction is in a marriage, babe?
Oh, my goodness. I think it's a cornerstone. I think it's very important, very vital.
Absolutely.
It's very vital because you got to get, there needs a spark to get the fire going, you know? Can't have a fire without a spark.
Right. Right. Absolutely. But attraction, babe, attraction really is, it's about perception, you know? It's about perception, you know? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Have you heard that before?
Oh, yeah. I have. So when you say it's a perception, you mean like it's subjective?
Right.
Okay. Okay, for sure.
There are many factors that go into attraction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like what?
You know, like visuals, you know, some way someone carries themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have the social aspects of it, you know, money. I mean, mm-hmm. just a lot of things that attract people together. And that's the thing that a lot of us have to be careful of, is what that attraction is based off of. Again, being rooted? Where is or where you're rooted at?
Exactly. Exactly. But, you know, I think there is a such thing, too, as like a godly attraction, not like a godly attraction, like spiritual. I mean, there's that, too. Right. But I mean, like a physical godly attraction. Right. Like when God wove us together, like he knew who we would be attracted to. So he placed for our God ordained spouse. Mm. He wove in that person as well in a way that he knew that we were woven together and would be attracted to. I think that people try to make outer appearance or, you know, physical attraction this out to be very superficial. And in a lot of ways it is, but not always. You know, there are some ways where a physical attraction, like to your spouse, to your husband, to your wife, to your God ordained husband or wife, can for sure be of God, I believe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But what is attraction and what is it for?
You ask such good questions, honey. I mean, I would say to procreate and for mating and creating family.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. But actually, attraction is a feeling.
Right.
And attraction serves the purpose for affection.
I can see that. I can see that for sure.
So it's the act of. So let me break it down. So attraction is the act and process of attracting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Affection is a feeling, a liking and caring for someone or having fondness. So when you bring all those two things together, it is the act of attracting fondness of someone to care for, thus creating love. Mm-hmm. And so affection is the perception of love.
Oh, wow. That's great. I like that, babe.
And, you know, we all want to be loved and be attractive to one another.
Right.
But is to what detriment are we going to do that?
Right.
Or are we doing that?
Exactly. What are some detriments of attraction? Some possible detriments of attraction?
Yeah, for the wrong reasons. We can go back to if we look in scripture, we can go back to the word where it says, you know, John 7:24, do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. Mm-hmm. But detriment, we can see how that happened with David. Mm-hmm. Because what happened was, it says in 2 Samuel 11:2, then it happened one evening that David arose from his bed and walked on the roof of the king's house. And from the roof, he saw a woman bathing, and the woman was very beautiful to behold. Mm-hmm. And we know the story that happened with David, mm-hmm. with this, you know, where he sent her husband to war and all that kind of stuff and all that. So that's a detriment. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to realize that we can't cross that line, giving permission to temptation to manifest itself into full-blown sin. So that's a detriment to that.
Right.
So we really have to be careful of where we're rooted at within our attraction, which grows into our future relationships and marriage.
Wow, that's real, honey. I like that. I like that. Perfect example as well in with that biblical story. David, and was it Bathsheba? Mm-hmm. Did I pronounce it correctly? Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Absolutely. You know, but beauty, it is fleeting. And sometimes we think that a good looking person can compensate for anything else in our lives that may be lacking.
We do. We do. And I believe that's an illusion. You know, like, I believe that's an illusion, almost like Satan can use attraction as well on the flip side. Like getting with someone just because they look good.
Absolutely.
When really they're horrible for you, or maybe they're just a horrible person. They've lived off their looks and they haven't built their character. They haven't built integrity. They haven't built identity. They haven't built character.
Right.
And so the broken part of the one person is clinging to that person based off their looks. And it's just not a good combination.
That's right. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
But yet, if you have someone that might be more average looking in societal standards, right, or cultural standards, and they have great character, they have good integrity, they love the Lord, they're honest and trustworthy, and they're an amazing person, they're an amazing being, that mm-hmm. makes them more beautiful.
Right.
You know, right. I mean, is it the same for men? I know that's how it is for us ladies.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, I know you all are more, you know.
We're visual. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing is that, you know, we get into trouble based on our marriage and relationships off of attraction. You know, right. it allows us to get into bad relationships mm-hmm. and marriages that God has not joined together.
Right. 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 And, you know, sometimes I know this sounds crazy, but I believe some people. Some people, men and women, can sometimes get with someone that deep down they're not really attracted to that person. That's not their type. But they're with that person because of societal reasons, maybe according to their culture or according to society. Maybe the person looks like a celebrity or a famous person, or maybe they have some type of earmark of attractiveness according to their culture, but yet they're to them personally, they could care less about it. But because maybe, you know, the girlfriends will get jealous or the guys will be like, oh man, or something, you know, so that's another reason why people go for attraction in a way that's shallow and in a way that is not spiritually fulfilling in the long run, if that's just the only motivation.
Right. I agree with that. I agree with that. Absolutely. Absolutely, honey. And going back to scripture again, you know, we also see, you know, Samson, you know, he was drawn primarily by his sexual attraction.
Yes, to Delilah.
You know, yeah. And she showed no concern for his welfare when offered money to betray him. Mm-hmm. You know, relationships based on feelings such as these, they have little chance for survival. Mm. You know, only faithful right. commitment can overcome conflicts.
Right.
And, you know, competing loyalty.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. That's a good example as well. There's a lot of Delilahs out there. Oh, a lot of Delilah spirits. Everyone's talks about careful. Jezebel.
Right.
There's Delilah out there as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a seductive spirit based off that story with Samson and Delilah, seductive spirit that a lot of attractive women, you know, they can lure men in and just kind of build their trust and build on their trust just to get what they want out of that man. And after they get what they want, that man could be left ruined in some sort of way.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's also why in, you know, 2 Corinthians 6:14, it says, do not be unequally yoked together right. with unbelievers.
Right.
You know, for whatever fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness and what communion has, you know, light with darkness, you know,
exactly.
Because physical attraction is not bad. You know, it's God's gift, you know, but with God's gifts can be misused.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know,
but
when it's rightly used in marriage, it brings great joy and great benefit.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we just have to be careful of the intoxications of attraction.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Careful of the intoxications of attraction. I like that. I like how you put that.
Yeah, because it really, intoxication is the condition of having physical or mental control diminished by the effects of substances.
Wow. Ooh. What does it say again, honey?
Well, intoxication, you know, it's a condition of having physical or mental control diminished by substances.
Wow.
So when you put those together, that's why it's so dangerous to put so much stock in attraction.
Mm-hmm. You know? Sure is, yeah.
Because we often think that, you know, sex and it substitutes emotional intimacy.
Right. And it doesn't, you know, and there's nothing. I mean, guys, you know, think about how if you all really kind of look around you at people that you know or just in your experience, life isn't really like what it shows on TV or even maybe in, I would say, I can't say magazines, social media.
Right.
But like, if you look around at the couples and the people who have loving relationships, the men around you who is in your family, maybe your friends too, who love the woman that they're with, who love their wives, women who love their husbands, like, if being honest with yourself, how much of that really is based off looks? You know, how many people are out there that look like Barbie and Ken in all various cultures of culture versions of Barbie and Ken, and they're single or they can't get the kind of mate that they want? You know, men out there can't get, you know, they look the part culturally, but they can't get the woman that they want to have. Women look the part culturally, but they can't get the kind of man that they want to have. It's because it's not just about attraction. And I think that's also something when you're really young, that's what you can also tend to go for, especially in your teenage years, young adult years. And that's probably why if an older person does it, they're considered immature, because there's so much more. Again, attraction is needed. It gets, how did you say it? You said it a couple months ago. Didn't you say like it gets the party going?
I don't know. I could have said something like that.
You said something like it gets things going, but it doesn't keep it that way. There needs to be more substance to keep things afloat, to keep the wheels turning, you know, and then again, looks fade. We get older, and God bless, you know, there's beauty in that wisdom of age and all that, of course, but it's different. It's different.
Right.
It's, you know, the older we get, it becomes more about our wisdom, more about our accomplishments, more about how we're affecting the world and other people, more about our value to the people around us. And really, it's always those things, but it becomes more, those things become more valuable and more front and center the older we get for a lot of people. And again, they're like that throughout your life. Even when you're young, you should be building those relationships and those foundations, of course. But it's like, what do you have to stand? What will you have to stand on when we're, you know, when that time comes where you're old, gray, and wise? You know, what will you have to stand on if you weren't cultivating any other part of your being other than just your looks?
Right.
I think I digressed a little bit, but I think y'all get the gist of what I'm saying. Just basically, you know, that the couples that are out there and the people who are out there in the vast majority, it's not just beautiful, all these beautiful people. It's not just if someone is beautiful, then they're not going to have any problems in their love life. That right. They're always going to have a partner and they're going to be happily ever after right off into the sunset. And the people who aren't quote unquote good looking are going to be left out. Please. It is not like that. That's not the real world. It might be television. That might be Hollywood. It might be social media, but it's not real life. It's not real life, you guys. So take heart and be encouraged and just continue to, of course, take the best care of your health, take the best care of your appearance and the temple that God gave you and the genetics that he's blessed you with, but also take care of your spirit and your mind as well and cultivate every facet of your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the thing about it is, you know, what a lot of people don't really realize is that every marriage is tested. And this is where real love and romance heads for the exit, because love digs deep and accepts a person while dealing firmly with the circumstances. Mm-hmm. It's grounded in commitment, you know, but when you're so locked in on attraction, when it fails, when someone has something happen to them, God forbid, you know, with their looks or whatever, it doesn't stand the test of time. So the spouse rejects them. And now they're flawed and their expectations is different. And so now it just kind of falls apart and things like that, mm-hmm. you know, because it wasn't rooted right.
Right.
You know, and so right. we always have to remember that, you know, that, you know, like you said before, beauty, it does fade.
Right.
And, you know, if it's based off attraction, you know, it can be very volatile when it comes to long term.
Right. Exactly. You know? Exactly.
Because it's all about wanting that pleasure. You know, I'd said it before, you know, pleasure is what we want, but that's not what we're seeking. You right. know, it's happiness, is fruitfulness, is the godly things.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So again, if we let our emotions run over us, we marry someone with the potential of fulfilling our mental fantasies, and we can't accept them for who they are, you know?
Right.
And we dream about, you know, of making them what we want them to be.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And that never goes over well. That never bodes well for the other person or for you.
Exactly. Exactly. So we are kind of getting towards the end of the podcast. We are now in the tool shed, which is, I know, yay. your favorite moment of the show, the tool shed. So
every moment is my favorite moment.
Oh, nice. Is that because you're doing a podcast with your husband?
That sure is. It sure is. They're a lot of fun.
Absolutely. So the tools for this week for this tool shed is: know the things that truly attract you to your spouse. And then number two, build on those things.
Right.
So do you have anything else that you want to add to the podcast before we end it?
I don't, honey. I think this was a good podcast. I think hopefully we gave some good nuggets. In this one, like all the other ones that we do.
Absolutely. Well, again, so we really appreciate everyone listening to this week's podcast. Again, if you have not subscribed, do so now. We would love to have you in the tool shed. And again, we do have a few things going on here at the Marriage Fix. So, you know, we have our Facebook group, which mm-hmm. is Christian Couples Saving Their Marriage. We also have our website, jamesnance.coach, where we have booking sessions. We have our merch on there that is made by us.
That's right.
So we really enjoy your support. And again, share this episode. If you know anyone who is married, who may be going through a rough patch, or anyone who needs to hear their inspiring word of God to help push them through tough times, or, you know, just even if someone is looking to peek into what marriage looks like.
I like that, baby.
So yeah, so we really appreciate you guys, and again, we'll see you next week, and stay blessed.
Bye.
Subscribe to our podcast.
Have you heard your favorite topic yet?
If not, stick around. We might cover that next.
So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss it.
Proverbs 11:14 says, "Where no counsel is, the people fail. But in a multitude of counselors, there's safety."
Let us become one of your counsels in this life of marriage.
There are many voices talking from the world. From a life of singleness.
Don't let your legacy fall into the hands of unwise counsel.
How will you know? By the word of God.
Turn your marriage around and create the marriage God has for you.
Subscribe now to The Marriage Fix.